For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. At least one Chinese national has been confirmed dead following Thursday's stampede at Mina outside the Muslim holy city of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei confirmed the death on Friday. The stampedes left more than 700 Muslim pilgrims from various countries dead and at least 800 others injured. This was the second major incident involving mass casualties this month in Saudi Arabia. In early September, more than 100 pilgrims were killed and over 300 others injured after a construction crane toppled onto the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with U.S. President Barack Obama and other American leaders in Washington. The meetings come ahead of a welcoming ceremony scheduled for Friday at the White House. Xi Jinping is set to hold one-on-one talks with Obama as well. It's expected a number of agreements on trade, energy, climate change, and people-to-people exchanges will be formalized following the meeting. Xi Jinping is then headed to New York on Sunday for a series of events marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations. A bulk cargo and container shipping route between China and North Korea has been put into operation. The route focuses on coal imports from North Korea and grocery exports from China. This route, linking Longkou Port in Shandong Province with Nampo Port in North Korea, is the first scheduled shipping line for bulk cargo and containers between the two countries. It is now serviced by seven ships, which complete one circuit of the ports every 10 days. 21 people died following a four-vehicle collision on a highway in central China. 11 others were injured in that accident. Local authorities in Hunan province say the crash happened just before 10 o'clock Friday morning on a section of highway linking Shanghai and Kunming. A bus caught fire after a collision with a truck. The wrecks were then struck by two other vehicles. A report on China's progress in human rights in 2014 has been published. The Blue Paper was released on Friday by the China Society for Human Rights Studies. The report introduces new programs in human rights that China's achieved under its comprehensive reforms. It also analyzes the influence of China's drive to promote rule of law on human rights, saying that human rights will be fully safeguarded by law in the future. China successfully launched a new model of carrier rocket, the Long March 11. It was launched Friday morning from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwestern China. The rocket carried four microsatellites that will be used mainly for testing. The solid propellant rocket was developed by the China Academy of Launch Vehicle Technology with China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation. A statement from the Academy said the successful launch of the rocket marked a major breakthrough for the nation in key technology for solid propellant rockets. South Korea and Japan will hold a foreign ministers' meeting in New York next week when the two top diplomats attend the UN General Assembly. Seoul's foreign minister said Friday the two ministers will meet on September 30th to discuss bilateral relations, regional cooperation, and other issues of mutual interest. They're also expected to discuss whether to hold a bilateral summit between South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during the upcoming trilateral summit between China, South Korea, and Japan. An imprisonment order has been issued for three former public servants allegedly involved in the prison break of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The three, who've not been identified, are confined at Altiplano, a maximum security federal prison. Guzman escaped from that same prison on July 11th through a 1.5-kilometer tunnel that ran from the shower area of his cell to a construction site. This is Guzman's second escape from the same prison. Japanese Education and Sports Minister Hakubun Shimomura has tendered his resignation. The minister is reportedly taking responsibility for missteps that forced the scrapping of plans for a new national stadium as the centerpiece of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. The plan was scrapped as the estimated cost ballooned to over $2 billion, nearly twice the original figure. Chile has announced that it intends to create its first high-level seismological center to share its ample experience in dealing with earthquakes with other countries. The Chilean Vice Minister of the Interior made the proposal on Thursday during a meeting with a group of politicians, academics, and experts. The meeting was held in Santiago to discuss Chile's seismological defenses in the future and how to share its know-how with the rest of the world. Last week, an 8.4 magnitude earthquake struck central Chile and left at least 11 people dead. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.